The title of the message this morning is He That Doeth Righteousness. And it comes from the verse that we are going to read here, 1 John 3:7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now that is an amazing verse of Scripture.
Yes, it is.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Well, now, that might call to look for another verse of Scripture. Go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. Galatians 3:22. We're going to read the first portion of the verse. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. It seems almost contradictory, don't it? But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Mm-hmm. Well, what is that promise? Look at Romans 5:17. Romans 5:17. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more they that receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You mean to say righteousness is a gift? But before you can have that righteousness, you got to have grace. And when was that given? That was given before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So let's go back now and look at 1 John 3:7. So how can we be righteous even as he is righteous, who must have the iniquity of our worship cleansed? The sin of our prayers put away. Well, it's not by anything that we're able to do. That's for sure. Our Lord Jesus Christ, aren't you thankful that it says he put away all sin? Past, present, future sins, original sin, actual sins, sins of thought, word, and deed were all heaped on him. He became the guilty of all our sins in the eye of God's law and justice, and he bled and died to put that all away, to separate us from our sins as far as the east is from the west, to justify us in the eye of God's law and justice, and to make us free from sin, justified from sin. Well, what is the promise? Well, the promise is an unalterable state of justification. Justification by a righteousness that we did not produce, but justification by the righteousness which is produced by our Lord Jesus Christ. But how is it that a righteousness that is produced by our Lord Jesus Christ can be applied to us? Well, some says it's through faith. Well, what's the merit of faith? There is no merit in faith. Faith is not the meritorious cause of justifying righteousness. But by faith, we understand that that righteousness is ours through an eternal covenant union which was purposed before the foundation of the world of God Himself.
Amen.
Look at Hebrews. This is an amazing verse. Look at Hebrews 11:3. The first four words here. By faith, we understand. By faith, those who believe understand how it is that God accomplishes righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ and imputes it to His people. By faith we understand. Well, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Well, that must be how we understand everything that has to do with spiritual things. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And does that mean in anything and in any way? It surely does. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. By faith, we know that there was a covenant drawn. Well, by faith, we know there was a council of peace between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, wherein it was determined that sin would not be imputed to His people. Those whom He had loved as He loved the Lord Jesus Christ without beginning from all eternity, it was determined in that council of peace that sin would not be imputed to them. And from that council of peace, there came a covenant of grace, wherein the Lord Jesus Christ was appointed surety of all those who were determined that they should not have sin imputed to them. And He became their surety and responsible to make reparations for their sin. He became the sin bearer.
Yeah.
He became the sin bearer.
Amen.
Everything that we are sinners.
Yeah.
Everything that our hands touch is defiled by sin. One writer put it like this: my soul, sin oozes from you. It fills you like water in a well. It's all around you, and not only that, it's in you.
Yes, it is.
And it's no wonder that Isaiah said, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and the wind takes all of our goodness away. Let's turn there and read that. I've messed it up in quoting it. Isaiah 64:6. You'd think, as scripture as familiar as that is, a person could remember. But we all are as an unclean thing. You mean me?
Yeah.
That means all of us.
Yeah.
That meant Isaiah,
yeah.
Paul, David, Alan, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's what it means. But we all are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses, however much we'd like to pretend, however holy we'd like to be in ourselves, considered as men in the flesh under the law.
Yeah.
Not considering the covenant of grace, which is older than the law. And not considering that our names were written in the Lamb Book of Life before the law was given.
Yeah.
And not considering that it was determined that God was not going to impute sin to us.
Yeah.
Not considering any of that. Just looking at ourselves.
Yeah.
But we all are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we do fade as a leaf. When temptation comes along, we're blown over of whatever sort it is.
Yeah.
No strength. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. So how are we to be made the righteousness of God in Him? Well, in Ephesians, or in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he says, but of Him, that is of God the Father. No, that's 1 Corinthians 1:30. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Of God in Him.
Amen.
Well, through justifying faith, we understand that we are made, actually made, the righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we understand that we're not in ourselves. In ourselves, we're miserable humans. That's just all you can say about it. We're of no account. But thank God we're not in ourselves.
Amen.
We've never been in ourselves. We've always been in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's what this book says. That's what the Word of God says, that we were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. And that the Father gave us to Him before the foundation of the world. And that He wrote our name in the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Now, if all those words mean anything, then we're not in ourselves. We're in Christ.
Amen.
Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Arminians deny election. So how are they going to make it sure? It would be hard to do, wouldn't it? But we don't. The people of God do not deny any of the Word of God. We believe that we were elected, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, and that we were predestined to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ according to the will of God to Himself, and that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we believe that we can't miss.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's just what we believe. Not because of anything that's in us. Not because of anything that we ever did or will do, but because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. Well, somebody says, well, you said it's not because of anything that you have ever done or will do. Didn't you believe? Yeah, but it wasn't by my power. It wasn't by my decision. Although I may have decided at some point. But that decision wasn't of me. Nothing that I have is of myself. It is the effectual fruit and influence of the Holy Spirit working in the heart to bring grace into this miserable human.
Yeah.
Nothing we have is our own. It's all a gift of God. He gave us grace before the foundation of the world. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to put away sin and by establishing a perfect righteousness. And then he sends the Holy Spirit to us in time, which the Lord Jesus Christ, who the Lord Jesus Christ purchased for us. And it is the office of the Holy Spirit to work effectually in us to bring forth a new creation, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's what we believe. That's what we hang all our hopes on. And because of that, we worship God in the Spirit. Now, we don't worship God by bowing down to statues and pictures and by slaying animals and pouring blood on an altar and all of those things. We don't, and by what we do, we don't try to worship God in the flesh. We worship in the principles of, we worship in the gospel. By declaring the gospel, by somebody standing up and declaring the gospel, and somebody sitting and receiving it and believing it. And we have fellowship with God in Christ in the midst of all that. Look at Revelation 5. And let's go back and read in chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice that I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat on the throne was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. Now there's the church. There we are. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices, and there was 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now, Isaiah 11 shows what those spirits are. It's one spirit, but many, many operations and so on. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystals, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like unto a lion, and the second like a calf, and the third had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings upon him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and which is and which is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne. Now I want to ask you a question. Isn't that a picture of just what goes on right here?
Really? Really? Yeah.
When the gospel is preached,
yeah.
When the four beasts, the preachers, declare the good tidings of the gospel, the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, justification by his perfect righteousness. Doesn't that make the hearts of God's people glad?
Mm-hmm.
And don't they worship the Lord?
Yeah.
I believe that's going on right here.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, it may have a, and no doubt it will, have a greater and farther development on the other side of Jordan,
mm-hmm.
of death. But it's going on here. We're in the kingdom of heaven right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we share in something that's very peculiar, that is, it's unique to the children of God. We have fellowship with one another and with the Father and with the Son through the Son by the gospel.
Yes, we
do. Amen. Well, we were in union with Christ when he died. That's all I know to tell you. We were in union with him when he was buried. We were in union with him when he rose again, and we are in union with him now, seated in glory.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Galatians 2:20, Romans 6:4, and Ephesians 2:6, respectively, over what I just told you. And look at Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Now we remember what we just said. In that covenant union, we were crucified with Christ. The Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. But Paul wasn't nailed to a tree physically. But in covenant union in Christ, when Christ was nailed to that tree, Christ had all his members in him.
Yeah.
He had all his seed in him. Right. And they were all nailed to the tree, as just like he was in the reckoning of God.
Yeah.
And then, if you want to look, Romans 6:4, we are buried with him into death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ephesians 2:6, we are raised up together.
Amen.
And made to sit together in heavenly places.
Yeah.
In Christ.
Amen.
But look here at Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you or thee shall prosper. And there are going to be a lot of them formed against us. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Righteous in his righteousness. Righteous even as he is righteous. Look at Isaiah 45. Isaiah 24:25. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. In the Lord? Yeah, he is my righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Well, let's turn to Acts 13. I can find it. Acts 13:39. And by him, that is by the Lord Jesus Christ, all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. By him, by being in him, by being joined to him, by being in covenant union with him in all of his doings and dying. We have a part by covenant union in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're members of his spiritual body. Mm-hmm. We're of his bone and of his flesh. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 10. And remember what Philippians 3:3 says. We are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
Isaiah 61:10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, and that's his righteousness, which is the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Which is the righteousness of the people of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Righteous, even as he is righteous.
Amen.
As a bridegroom decketh himself with his ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Look at Ezekiel chapter 20. Verse 37. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Now that's the covenant children of God. He's going to cause them to pass under the rod, the Holy Spirit, and the gospel.
Amen.
My word which is in my spirit shall not depart from thee. I'm going to cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Now, we've always been in the bond of that covenant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be in it experientially.
Yeah.
We're going to experience the power of the bond of that covenant. What is the power to us? It's that whereby we believe. Now look down at verse 41. I will accept you with your sweet savor. Who is that? That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are a sweet savor of Christ in the nostrils of God our Father. I will accept you with your sweet savor, when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. So, let's look back at our text. 1 John 3:7. Little children, we believe what our Father says, don't we? That's what little children do. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness. Well, now what is that? That's to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. John 6:47 and John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And there is therefore now no condemnation.
Amen.
To them that be in Christ Jesus. Now, Satan would like to roar in our ears and say, "Why, look at what an idiot you are. Who do you think you are? The thoughts you think and the way you act sometimes and as mad as you get." But like, I'm not in myself. That man dead. He's a dead man. God don't impute sin to dead people. I'm crucified with Christ. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness, he that believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ, is righteous in God's eyes, not in the world's eye, not in my own eye, but in God's eye. He's the only one that counts, even as he is righteous. Yeah, I'm righteous. Not in myself. I have a perfect righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And everyone who believes the gospel. Everyone who knows that all of their hope hangs on the Lord Jesus Christ, and without him they must perish. And that he saves freely.
Sorry.
They are made the righteousness of God. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen.